Okay, so we'll practice meditation. So we first start with some breathing exercises. What I recommend is to put your fingers above your eyebrows, the right hand, and with the thumb you control the right nostril, and with the ring finger you control the left nostril. So you close the right nostril with your thumb and breathe in and out through your left nostril 5 to 7 times. Breathe slow and deep and pause between inspiration, expiration, and again expiration and inspiration. Slow, deep breath with a pause where you are comfortable, not forcing yourself, but just a slow, deep breath. Pause. Breathe out. Keep doing that 5 or 7 times. Now you close your left nostril and repeat this process through your right nostril. At home, if you have more time, I suggest you do 11 times on each side. Now you alternate, breathe in through the right, breathe out through the left. Now breathe in through the left, pause, breathe out through the right. So let's do this 5 or 7 times. In through the right, out through the left. In through the left, out through the right. Now slowly bring your hand down, either on your knees or in your lap, your two hands, eyes closed, Continue to breathe slow and deep. Consciously relax your body from head to toe. Pay attention to each part and relax. After you reach the feet, slowly move back from the feet to the head and relax each part. Just pay attention to the part of the body, it will relax. Don't force yourself to relax, just become aware. Now just pay attention to the breath. Do not control or take deep breaths, just watch. The mind that is running outside into the world, turn its direction inward. Connect it with the God's presence within us, the divinity. Understand that my real nature is divine. This body, mind, and intellect are my equipments. But I am neither the body, nor the mind, nor the intelligence. I am that divinity who at this moment is functioning in the world as a male or female, young or old. But I am that immortal divine self. So let us stay with that understanding for a few minutes and connect the mind's thoughts with the Lord within and realize my oneness with God. God is not separate from me. God is everything, everywhere.